From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. The federal judge overseeing a reform agreement between Ferguson, Missouri and the U.S. Department of Justice says she has seen substantial progress in efforts to eliminate bias in the town's law enforcement. The judge heard yesterday a quarterly update on progress in Ferguson, where the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in 2014 helped to spark the Black Lives Matter movement. The white officer who shot Brown was not charged, but an investigation by the Justice Department raised concerns about law enforcement's treatment of Black and poor residents. Residents told the judge that progress has been too slow, but she cited new policies on police procedures and significant changes in court operations in her statement. And newly released documents show that Republican Senate hopeful Josh Hawley's campaign paid lawyers tens of thousands of dollars to review emails and other documents from his time as a University of Missouri law professor before releasing them publicly. The Kansas City Star reports that the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee and another Democratic group asked for the documents from Hawley and his wife, who still works as a law professor. University officials say it is standard for the university to inform employees of records requests, but that it's, quote, very rare for a faculty member to use outside counsel to review documents in response to them. Missouri lawmakers spent almost $110,000 during a special session and investigation into the allegations against former Governor Eric Greitens. Final costs show that most of the money went towards mileage and daily allowances for lawmakers during the special session. About one quarter of the expenses came from a special House investigatory committee. The committee spent more than $29,000 from March through May, mainly for court reporters who transcribed the hearings. The special session cost $70,000 in the House and just over $10,000 in the Senate, including more than $36,000 for lawmakers to return to the Capitol to hear a speech from new Governor Mike Parson. Missouri could soon impose a sales tax on online purchases as early as next year, which would increase funding for Columbia City Services and infrastructure. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled late last week that state governments could require online retailers to remit sales tax to the state that a buyer lives in. City Manager Mike Mathis said an online sales tax is a potential solution to Columbia's budget problems. Mayor Brian Treese has also previously supported taxing online sales and says the state's adoption of the policy would close an unfair tax loophole. The measure would first need to pass through the legislature, who does not reconvene until January 2019. Sales tax make up 11% of Columbia's total budget, but comprises around 29% of the general fund, which is used to provide public works, police, and fire services. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.